AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Zimbabwe is calling an American dentist a criminal for shooting and killing a protected lion there, and it's asking the United States to send him back to Africa. Social media has exploded over the lion's killing, though Walter Palmer has issued a statement saying he didn't know the lion was protected when he shot it. It'll be at least another day before we find out whether that wing part found on an island in the Indian Ocean is from a missing Malaysian jetliner. Our Andrew Meldrum is on Reunion Island, and he's got a thought or two about the men who found the plane part.
They described the piece of the wing as encrusted with barnacles, and they could show some of the barnacles, and they said these were not from Reunion Island. These are foreign kind of animals.
The same workers also discovered a piece of a suitcase a few feet away, but Australian officials do not think that that's from the same plane. They say the suitcase doesn't appear to have been in the water for very long. Ray Tensing, the fired University of Cincinnati police officer who shot and killed a black motorist, posted 10% of his $1 million bond last night and is out of jail. Jailer Charmaine McGuffey.
He was on a suicide watch. It's called a security watch. He was checked every 10 minutes. The officer is literally sitting in the unit with him, documenting every 10 minutes that he is within his sight and that he is okay.
Tensing's lawyer has said he was very depressed and in shock. He's charged with murder. The Islamic State group is no weaker now than it was a year ago when the U.S.-led bombing campaign against them began. This is from officials who've told us about an assessment that comes from U.S. intelligence agencies. Billions of dollars have been spent in the campaign to defeat the militants. This is AP Radio News. Tom Brady's lawsuit challenging his 4-game suspension will be heard by a federal court in New York. Here's our Warren Levinson.
The NFL Players Association, which filed the suit on Brady's behalf, made its filing in Minnesota. Judge David Doty has ruled in favor of the union in some past cases, including the Adrian Peterson suspension. And the Players Association had planned to argue this was related in that it dealt with charges the league had suspended a player unfairly. But Judge Richard Kyle says the league is headquartered in New York and the decisions Brady is challenging were made in New York, so the case will be heard here. The NFL filed papers in New York moments after the suspension was upheld, anticipating there would be a lawsuit. Warren Levinson, New York.
Beijing is celebrating this morning. It's just been chosen to host the 2022 Winter Olympic Games. Beijing hosted the 2008 Summer Games, and so it is now the first city to host both Winter and Summer Games. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.